From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On the eve of the Afghan presidential election, there are concerns that violence will keep people from coming out to vote. The political campaign has been marked by increasing attacks and intimidation by the Taliban.
Election workers are getting killed, and the U.S. military announced today that 6 American troops have died in the past 2 days. We have reporters in 2 different parts of Afghanistan. First, NPR's Jackie Northam in the capital, Kabul.
There is every effort to show that tomorrow's election is a wholly Afghan operation, from the electoral procedure to the security and the vote counting. But thousands of foreign troops are deployed in the country, and thousands of election observers and diplomats have flown in for the event. The international community has a huge stake in Afghanistan's future and wants to see that the elections are free and fair. Brian Katulis with the Center for American Progress, a Washington think tank, has observed many foreign elections over the years.
Afghanistan, I think, is completely in a category of its own, given the nature of the terrain, given the decentralized nature of the situation, and just the pure infrastructure challenges that people face here. What it takes to get a ballot box back to the center and actually accurately counted.
The biggest question hanging over these elections is whether the people will come out to vote. Turnout is expected to be good in many parts of the north and west, where it's relatively secure. But the recent string of Taliban attacks here in Kabul and the violence and threats in other parts of the country have left a pall over the campaign and raised doubts about whether Afghan authorities can provide enough security on polling day. Dawood Ali Najafi, the head of Afghanistan's election commission, sought to calm those concerns earlier today.
The commission is pushing very hard for more security for our voters and for our election officials. And we had a very, very regular meeting, I think, with the security institution, with the MOI, Ministry of Interior, Ministry of Defense, and ISAF. We are sure that these incidents, inshallah, not happen on the election day.
Still, Najafi acknowledged that at least 4 election workers were murdered yesterday in one of the southern provinces and noted that election material was being helicoptered into several provinces because the roads are too dangerous. Interior Ministry officials say 1/3 of the country is still at high risk for attacks. There were more checkpoints and a greater security presence on the streets of Kabul today. And Noor Mohammed Noor with the Election Commission says there is a plan for security forces throughout the country tomorrow. It will be established in 3 tiers.
The first tier will be secured by Afghan National Police. The second will be secured by Afghan National Army.
The 3rd tier, he says, will be U.S. and NATO troops, rapid response teams that will be dispatched if needed. Noor says the security forces will do what they can.
But the suicide attack, you know, it is so difficult to control sometimes.
It's that uncertainty, that insecurity, that makes it difficult for election officials and observers to project voter turnout. The Center for American Progress's Katulis says he believes everyone is just taking a deep breath. Katulis says he can almost guarantee the turnout in the morning will be low because voters want to wait and see what happens.
We've seen this in other elections, and they want to see if there's a major attack. And this is what we saw last year in Pakistan, where when there wasn't a major attack, people started showing up, and then by midday, there were long lines. That's a great scenario. We hope that that would happen.
But just in case, the government has issued a decree banning all foreign and national journalists from reporting any violence during Election Day to ensure voters won't be scared away from the polling booths. Jackie Northam, NPR News,